Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Rama. Shri Gaur Bhaktarini Jai Sri Sri Radha Krishna Goku Vinat Sham Kundratha Kunigiri Gopitam Ki Jai Vrindavan Tham Ki Jai Pradeep Tham Ki Jai Jagannath Puri Ki Jai Ganga Mahi Ki Jai Jamana Mahi Ki Jai Tulsi Devi Ki Jai Bhakti Devi Ki Jai Samaveta Bhaktarini Ki Jai. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. And go with your mandate. First of all, schedule note. I was thinking what we'd do is carry on our normal morning session, and the program in the temple starts at 11, we hear, and Aarti's at 12, Pushpanjali's probably around then also. So I thought we'd go till 11:15. And then everyone is free to go to the temple and take part in the program for Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Does that seem all right? Okay. So we're on 7th chapter. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha Maya Sakta Mana Partha Yogam Jnanadashrayaha Asamshayam Samabrahma Yata Gyasyasi Tach Trinu Gyanam Teham Savigyanam Idam Bhaksham Yasheshataha Yajgatva Ne Abhuyon Yaj Gyatavyam Abhishishyate Manusyanam Sahasreshu Kaschid yatati siddhaye, yatatam api siddhanam, kaschin mam veti tatvataha. Bhumirapo nalo vayu, kamamano buddhirevacha, ahankara iti amme, vinna prakritir ashtata.
Aparayam tasvanyam prakritim yadine param jiva bhuta mahabaho yadam tayate jagat etad yonini bhutani sarvani tubhadaya aham krishnasya jagata prabhava pradayastata mata parataram nanyat kinji asti dhananjaya mayi sarvamidam protam sute maniganaiva rasoham apsukamteya prabhasmi shashi suryayo pranava sarvavedeshu shabda ke pavushanushu punyo gakka patityamcha tejas chasmi vibhavaso jivanam sarvabhuteshu tapas chasmi tapasvishu Vijamam sarva bhutanam vidhi partha sanatanam buddhir buddhimanam asmi tejas tejas vinamaham balam balavatam chaham kamaraga vivarjitam tarabhiyundho bhuteshu tamosmi paradarshapa lechai vasatika bhava rajasas tamasas jaye Mata eve kitam vidhi, natam te shite mayi. Trivir punamayar bhavayar, evi sarvam vidam jagat, mohitam na vijanati, mamedya paramavyayam. Daivi esha punamayi, mamamaya duratyaya, mamedvaye prabhajante, mayametam tarantite. Namam Krishna Bhuta Prabhajante Naradama Maya Vidyana Asuram Bhavamashita Chatur Vita Bhajante Mam Jana Supitanorjana Arto Jigyasura Tati Gyani Chabhadarshava Techan Gyani Nijayukta Eka Bhaktir Vishishyate Priyo vidyani no tyartam, aham sasya mama priyaha. Udara sarve vaite, jnani fatma me padam. Astita sahi yukdatma, mami vamuttamam gatim. Vamuna jatranam ante, jnanavan mankapadyate. Vasudeva sarvamiti, sa mahatma sudurlabha. Kama istaista rita jnana prajyante na devata tam tam niyamamastaya prakritya niyatasvaya yo yo yam yam tanum bhakta shatya chito mitchati tasya tasya chalam shatam tam eva viditam yaham satya satya yuktas tasya radhanamihate Labhate chartata kaman, maiva vinita nita. Antabhattu param tesham, tadbhavatyapanetasam. Devan devarya yanti, madhakta yanti mahapi. Avyaktam yaktima pannam, manyante mamabhuttaya. Parampavam jananto, mamavyayam manuttamam. Aham prakasha sarvasya yoga maya samagrita mudho yana vijanati loko mama jamabhyayam edaham samatitani vartamanani charjana avishyani chabutani mam duvedam kacharana ichyate shasamutena dvangoena bharata Sarva bhutani sammoham sarve yanti parantapa yesham tvantavatam pavam jananam punyakarmanam te dvandva moha nirmukta bhajante mam kritavrataha jaramana mokshaya mam ashritya tantiye te brahma tadvidur kritsam adhyatmanam karma chakivam Sādhi Bhūtāni Dāivāmāṁ Sādhi Yajyam Chaye Viduhu Narayana Kāle Kichanāṁ Te Vidur Yukta Chetasaha
Om Tat Sat Iti Srimad Bhagavad Gita Upanishadsu Brahma Vidyayam Yoga Shastre Shri Krishna Arjuna Sambhade Vijnana Yoga Nama Saptamo Jaya. Will this work by tomorrow morning, Yashoda Dula?
I can inquire from our local technician, but I can't make any guarantees. I can try something.
It's not much use if it doesn't work. Or if it works only for special people under special circumstances who have arcane knowledge not revealed to others, and it's still useless. Om Ajnana Timirantasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Militam Gyena Tasmai Shri Gurudevam Shri Chaitanya Manodhistam Stavivam Jena Bhutala Swayam Rupa Kadavandita Adhish. We were reading yesterday Krishna's discussion of how to see him within this material world, how to think of him. Bijam mam sarvabhutanam vidhi partha sanatanam buddhir buddhimatam asmi tejas tejas vinam aham. Krishna says, I'm the seed of everything. Sarvabhutana. Later he'll say he's the seed-giving father of all living beings. Here he says he is the seed of everything. Everything grows from a seed. And Buddhir Buddhimatam Asmi. I'm the intelligence of the intelligent. And Tejas Tejas Vinam. The austerity of the ascetics. Balam balavatam chaham kama raga vivarjitam. I'm the strength of the strong, but that's qualified. Not just any bully who's powerful, his strength represents Krishna. But kama raga vivarjitam, free from lust and attachment. That kind of strength represents Krishna. And dharma viruddhau bhuteshu kamosmi paratarshita. Sex also represents Krishna, but dharma aviruddha, when it's not contrary to the principles of dharma, then it represents Krishna. Otherwise, it represents the devil. It doesn't represent Krishna. Any questions about that? Therefore, we're not against sex life. But we're against sex life that's dharma virud, against regular principles. Any question here? Ye chaiva sattvika bhava rajasas tamasas chaye mate veti tan viti na tva ham teshu te mayi. Everything, whether coming from goodness, passion, or ignorance, is coming from Krishna's energy. It's coming from Krishna. And Krishna, therefore, is mata eveti tan vidhi natva aham. I'm not in them, but teshu te mayi, they're in me. That will be discussed later also. Krishna, matstani sarvabhutani nacham teshu. Same thing. I'm present at the same time. I'm also not present. Goloka eva niva satya kilatma bhuta. He's all pervading and still he's in Goloka Vrindavan. Any question here? Tribhir gunamayar bhavayar evi sarvamidam jagat. Mohitam navi janati mamevya paramavira. Sarvamidam Jagat, the whole world, all people in the world, are Mohita. Mohita means? Bewildered. What are they bewildered by? By?
Three
modes of material nature. And therefore, na avijanati, they don't know me, mom, evya paramavya. We're above the three modes. They're bewildered by the three modes, and therefore they can't see beyond the three modes. They can't see me, the inexhaustible personality of Godhead. Any questions here? Pretty straightforward. Yes?
Even the animals are in three modes?
Hmm?
Even the animals are in three modes? Or?
Yeah. Mostly the mode of ignorance.
No, what I mean is, like cow is a mode of goodness. But even within the cows there would be up and down.
I don't remember. It's been a long time since I was a cow. We do know that cows have their ups and downs. That's there. Sometimes they're more passionate than other times. I can't say much more than that. The monkeys were always impassioned. Yes?
Shuddha Sattva, this is the same mode of goodness that is in this material world, but without passion and ignorance, or it is completely different, Sattva?
It's just goodness without passion and ignorance, but that's not found in this material world.
So this mode of goodness is always with ignorance and passion.
In the material world, it's always mixed with ignorance and passion. That we will find later in Bhagavad Gita.
But this is some different mode of goodness than it's here.
It's the same mode of goodness, just like ego. Ego, falsely directed, is false ego. And in its purified state, it's real ego. So in purified state, we have pure goodness. Otherwise, we have the goodness that you get in the material world. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Hmm?
That's highlighted the translation, the last line, it says that the whole world does not know me, who am above the most. The M should be capital A or?
Capital A? You can try it if you like. You can put a capital A on. It's up to you.
So referring to Krishna should be capital A or?
Don't ask me any questions about that. No, it's not a capital A. Capital A, every verb for Krishna. I see with a capital S. I walk with a capital W. I throw with a capital T. Every verb that has Krishna as the subject becomes capitalized. No. Not in any publishing manual I know of. Maybe German they do these things, I don't know. Big on caps in German. Who's German here? German, maybe they capitalize it, right?
No.
Not even in German.
Verbs don't get capitalized.
Verbs don't get... See, even in German, you don't capitalize verbs. And if you don't capitalize it in German, you don't capitalize it anywhere.
And in Sanskrit, we definitely don't.
In Sanskrit, there's no capitals. Okay. Thank you for that question. Daibihesha gunamayi mamamaya dhiratraya. Mamaviye prapajyante mayame tam turantite. Important verse. Those who go looking for important verses, expecting them to show up on tests, might want to memorize this verse. Someone give me a paraphrase.
Paraphrase.
Yes.
So Krishna is telling that all this material energy, which is made from three modes of material nature, it's very difficult to overcome. So it's impossible, but we're surrendering to India, very easy.
Why is it difficult to overcome? Daivi. It's divine energy, or it belongs to the personality of Godhead. And therefore, duratriya, very difficult to surpass. Prabhupada gives the example, trigunamayi, just like those who, when you go see to docks, where the shipyards, and you see that the ships are tied up with these ropes, which are triple-stranded ropes. You know, three ropes bound up as one. You've seen? So that means those ropes are not going to break anytime soon. So similarly, trigunamayi maya, three modes of material nature, binding the living entity. So therefore, mama maya duratya, my bewildering energy is very difficult to get free from. I've made it real good. It works, and it's hard to get out of. You know, when I built a prison, no one gets out. But mam eva prapadyante, those who surrender to me, mayam etam tarantite, they overcome maya. They get freedom from maya.
You could note that the ropes are not just there by themselves, they're bound among themselves. So thus it's much more stronger. Like I said, they're interwoven within themselves.
Yeah, they work combinedly. They work combinedly. Any question about this? So it's very clear what you should do here. Surrender to Krishna if you want to get free from maya. It's an obvious conclusion. But then there's people who don't do that. And Prabhupada asks at this point a question. Simply by surrendering under the lotus feet of Krishna, one can surmount the stringent laws of material nature. At this point, a question arises. How is it that educated philosophers, scientists, businessmen, administrators, and all the leaders of ordinary men do not surrender to the lotus feet of Sri Krishna, the all-powerful personality of Godhead? And the answer, of course, is given in this verse. Namam duskrita namuta prapadyante naradhama maya prita gana asura bhavam ashrita. If you don't surrender to Krishna, you must be in one of these four categories. And Prabhupada was very clear about it, and he was fond of this verse. He used to quote it a lot.
I have a question.
Yes, you have a question?
Yeah, in the text 3 of the same chapter.
Text 3 of the same chapter.
Text 4, sorry.
Text 4 of the same chapter.
Krishna describes the material energies. He says, these are my separate material energies.
Yes.
And then here, he is saying that they are divine.
Yes.
So,
how are they divine when they're material and they're separated?
We can see, we can touch.
What does it mean that they're divine?
The origin is divine.
Yeah, they're. Prabhupada gives the example that the government has a treasury, and it spends for constructing colleges by which people can be educated. And the government spends for opening prisons where people are subjected to confinement and unhappiness of various sorts, torture if you're certain North American governments. So from the government's point of view, from the point of view of the inmates, prison is terrible. And college would be nice. From the point of view of the government, they're both government departments. Probably gives the example that the same electricity is used for heating and cooling. It's just a question of how the electrician uses it. So from Krishna's point of view, all the energies are divine. They're all mama maya, my energy. But in terms of how it acts, one is giving trouble, and the other is giving
pleasure.
Is that okay? Okay. This purport originally appeared in India in Prabhupada's original Back to Godhead magazine. It was an article that he wrote and later just used it as the purport for this verse of Bhagavad Gita. I'll tell you a story which is relevant. One time a gentleman from a yoga society, elderly gentleman, came to see Srila Prabhupada. Actually, he'd written to Srila Prabhupada, and Prabhupada said, wrote him back and said, when you come to New York, then you can come see me. So he showed up at the temple with his letter, and you know, all right, Prabhupada was there at his apartment down the street. We'd moved up the street at that time. And so Brahmananda sent me with the gentleman to go see Srila Prabhupada. And the man was very respectful. He was from one of these uptown yoga societies, Vedanta Society, of one sort or another. And he said to Srila Prabhupada, Swamiji, I like your movement very much. But one thing is that one of your students said that you said that such and such person is a rascal. He mentioned one Indian supposedly saintly person who's supposed to be an incarnation of God. And I don't understand why you would say that. Because it seems to me that he was a very saintly person. Prabhupada said, who has said this? And the man said, you didn't say it? Prabhupada said, if they have said I have said it, and I have not said it, then they are a rascal. And then the man was quite pacified, pleased. So Prabhupada reached over to his bookshelf and he pulled down a little blue book and handed it to the man. He said, you know this book? And the man looked at it and said, oh yes, Dr. Radhakrishnan, Vedanta Society. So the man was very happy. Prabhupada had him open it up and read this verse, Namam Duskriti Namuta. What is his translation? And the man said, not this one, actually. Manmanabhava Madbhakta Madhyaji. What is his translation? And the man read, to me give thy homage, think of me, to me give thine homage, and so on. Prabhupada said, yes, he is a very good scholar. He is translated very nicely. Now what does he say? Commentary? What does he say? The man began reading. It is not to Krishna that we have to surrender, but to the unborn, beginningless, something or other. Prabhupada said, just see. Therefore I say they are all rascals. And then Prabhupada began explicating this verse, Namam Duskriti Namuta, Prabhadyante Naradhama. Enumerating the different kinds of rascals. And Prabhupada said, it is not my saying, it is Krishna saying. What can I do? So in that way, Prabhupada presented the subject matter for this gentleman's understanding. Very, very nice. I won't go into detailed discussion of this verse since Srila Prabhupada has discussed it amply, but I'll simply note that it's an important verse that Srila Prabhupada often quoted.
What is the one question?
Yes.
In this book of student book.
Which book?
Student handbook.
Yeah.
It says the Jnani self-realized out of the Chaturvedic Vaidhanti monk.
Are you a little ahead of me? I think you need to think more about that capital A, okay? There's one note in regard to the there's a couple of interesting things here which I could show you if we had something going on here, but we don't have something going on here. There are two issues on page 341. These are editing issues. The original edition in the second paragraph said, "The swine who eat the soil do not care to accept sweetmeats made of sugar and ghee." And I always wondered about that, because it didn't seem to me that swine, which means pigs, eat soil, which means dirt. And I just never understood that. You know, it's just one of those things that wasn't a big deal. But I always wondered, you know, what does it mean? The swine who eat the soil. It seemed a little strange. But then when I looked in the manuscript, I found out what the problem was. Srila Prabhupada had said, the swine who eat the night soil. And some editor had put a little question mark next to night and knocked it off. Who knows what night soil is?
It's stool.
Yeah, it's stool. So human excrement used as fertilizer. So it's a euphemism, night soil, you know. It's not exactly soil, it's something else. It's that good old stuff that we know pigs love to eat. So Prabhupada had it right, the editor had it wrong. There's also another issue right there. The paragraph ended, similarly, the foolish worker will untiringly continue to hear of the sense-enjoyable tidings of the flickering, mundane world. And they left out, but we'll have very little time to hear about the eternal force that moves the material world. That was just left out. And we know it was in, because it was in Prabhupada's original Back to Godhead. It was printed there. So these are some of the little errors that have crept in from time to time. Any questions here? Shall we move on? Night soil isn't capitalized. Yes.
Actually, I wanted to ask about Naradama, the lowest of mankind, probably like this, who is have advanced in civilization, but still doesn't have religious principles. So it's refers to all that like non-Vedic civilizations or kind of also Vedic world who are forgotten?
Uncivilized human beings. There are cultures where they're human beings officially, but practically, not civilized.
Not say Prabhupada writing were advanced in all that culture, social, but doesn't have religious.
Yeah. So it means they're uncivilized, and similarly, those who don't follow religious principles are more or less uncivilized. They're savages, in other words. You can call them socially and politically advanced, but I call them savages, Krishna says.
Yeah, but like in that kind of Vedic culture, but who are like just perverting all the like kind of following Vedic principles, but really forgetting real, like for example, they're doing all sacrifices just for material enjoyment or something like that.
No religious principles, it's just social and political, but there's nothing for spiritual advancement.
Kind of like American society, like
something like that, yeah. There's a good example of Naradhamas. United States of Naradhama. Yeah. That's it. Okay. And now we come. Yes?
When these kind of presentations were given to the Western world, to American bodied people, was there no objection, and how did Prabhupada...
Well, Prabhupada said in that same conversation with that gentleman, said strong words are sometimes needed to awaken a sleeping man. Well, that was Prabhupada's presentation. He didn't pull punches, which means he didn't hold back. He used to lay it on people full force. He would be very strong. He would lecture and he would say these things. They are rascals, they are Naradhamas, they are fool number one, they are this. He wouldn't just, paper it over with some nice words and make it, seem that Krishna says they're not very nice people. No, he would give it full force. He would give it full force. There's one incident where Prabhupada was meeting with a professor in Philadelphia, a scientist or a professor. Swarup Damodar Maharaj was there at the time, and Rabindra Swarup. He's a professor of Indology. And the man was saying something to the effect that, he's an Indian man, that I'm teaching Indology, but of course I really don't know what Hinduism is, and I really don't know what, he's trying being humble or something. I don't really know, but I'm teaching. And Prabhupada said, Swarup Damodar, what do we say about a person who is teaching but does not know? So Swarup Damodar, on cue, volunteered. We say he's a rascal, Srila Prabhupada. And Prabhupada said, our Dr. Swarup Damodar says that he is a rascal. And Srila Prabhupada proceeded to elaborate on that concept. Okay. Let's see. Keep going just a minute. Okay. Chatur Vitabha Jante Mam Jana Sukri Janarjana. Arto Jigyasu Artarti Gani Chab Paratarshita. So the pivotal word there is Kritana, a person who's acting. In the previous verse, it was duskritana, one who's acting mischievously. And here, sukritana, acting very nicely. Sukriti means good activity or pious activity. So sukritana is a person who performs pious activities. Chatur vidha bhajante mam, four kinds of pious men engage in devotional service to me. Arto jigyasur artarti gyani chana. The person in distress, the person in need of money, the inquisitive, and the gyani, person who's in knowledge. Who are the standard examples of these four kinds? Distressed?
Gajendra.
Gajendra. seeking for wealth and curious, Naimisharanya sages, and Gyani. So, yes. Okay.
And my question is, below you said these are not pure devotees, but I'm talking about Sukadeva Goswami is not considered pure devotees?
Not pure devotees until they become attracted to Krishna. These are neophyte devotees. Dhruva Maharaj, you know, is he not a pure devotee? Why do we call him a Mahajan? But how did he get started? In fact, Prabhupada translates it, begin to render devotional service to me. That's also something in the second edition, not the first. Begin to render devotional service. Dhruva Maharaj began to render devotional service. Why? He's looking for a kingdom. But when he finally saw the Lord, then he said, I don't want a kingdom, I just want to serve you. Parrot, Radharani? I don't understand. What's your question?
No, we know from previous birth that he was a parrot, he was all but we listened to the stories of Radharani and Krishna and Bhav Shiva and that.
So, what's your question?
So, I was thinking that was he a sacrifice or was it a devotee or what?
Before you read about the parrots and all of that, have you read the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam? What does it say about him there?
Yeah, I have the same question there also.
Well, what is that question? What does it say about him there?
No, even sometimes they say Sukadeva Goswami is Brahmavadi, is not Bhagavatam.
They say, what does Bhagavatam say?
It's in Bhagavatam.
What does it say?
That he's Brahmavadi.
Brahmavadi means?
That he's a more Brahman conception.
Yeah. He himself says, I was more attracted. Not Sukadeva Goswami. Sukadeva Goswami?
Yes.
Yeah, Sukadeva Goswami said, more attracted to the impersonal feature. But then, what happened? Heard the Bhagavatam and became attracted. So in the beginning, somebody may be this, may be that, may be looking for wealth, may be looking for knowledge, may be inquisitive, may be looking for freedom from distress. And so he comes in touch with Krishna and begins to render service. But in the mature stage, he no longer is simply looking for wealth or looking to satisfy his curiosity. In the mature stage, he becomes a pure devotee. Is it a problem? Okay, good. Yes?
I have one question with this Naradama.
Naradama.
Yes. Is it proper to understand that tribes from Amazonian culture are more advanced than today's society because they are dependent only on material things and they worship sun and they worship something like this and Krishna says that he's sun. So are they more advanced in civilization?
Are the sun worshippers more advanced in civilization than whom?
Then today our civilization has so much, you know, material prosperity.
Well, it depends how you look at it. First of all, I haven't been to the Amazon. I don't know what they're doing over there, whether they're all worshipping the sun or...
Lower tribes that they have no, you know...
Yeah, okay, they're low. I'm saying, I don't know, you know, there's kind of a romantic idea about the Amazon, that in the Amazon, all these people are like very, you know, I guess they're kind of like self-realized souls or something. They're, you know, in touch with, you know, the earth and the spirit and all of that. I haven't met any guys from the Amazon, so I can't vouch for that, you know, whether they're just kind of like undiscovered, unspoiled, intuitively spiritually advanced people, or whether they're, you know, kind of like dull guys spending their life catching the South American equivalents of raccoons and trout, you know. I really couldn't say. I haven't met any lately. So you're asking me, you know, an anthropological question that's beyond my experience. But that aside, taking the question in abstract, are the people who are worshipping sun god and...
Yeah, I took that for example, not just...
Yeah, I understand that. So now coming to your question in the abstract. Sometimes Prabhupada said that, you know, the people who are worshipping the demigods, they're somewhere. At least they're worshipping the demigods, and Prabhupada even considered them more advanced sometimes than those who are supposedly worshipping God, but who are, you know, really worshipping material energy, or just, you know, material sense gratification. Sun is also material energy, of course. So everything has to be analyzed, you know, with all of its constituent parts. It's not just we look at one indicator, you know, like in diagnosing a disease, you look at the, you know, not just one symptom, but five or six symptoms, and when you see, wow, this one, and this one, and this one, and this one, then you give a diagnosis. Otherwise, this is high, but this one's low, but this one's over here, that one's over there. So you know, there are different criteria by which people are high or low. From one, and also different ways of seeing it. From one point of view, the people who are living in grass huts, what is going on? From one point of view, the people who are living in grass huts are more advanced than the people who are living in the you know, big skyscrapers, drinking martinis and doing weird, you know, weird sex things for $150 an hour. So it's a question of what's advanced, but Prabhupada's essential take on it is that they're all dogs. Svavid varahostra karai samstuta pusha pusha. Another favorite verse of Prabhupada. That they're not glorifying Krishna or the personality of Godhead. They're dogs, hogs, camels, and asses. So now if we want to make distinctions and say, you know, isn't the Cocker Spaniel kind of more advanced than the
Chihuahua,
you know, because it's bigger and, you know. That's the kind of distinction we're making here. Is that okay?
It's relative.
Excuse me?
You're saying it's relative.
Yeah, it is. But even then, you know, then, you know, well, the Chihuahua is actually better because it's cuter. But on the other hand, the Cocker Spaniel's better for
dry
some
stool,
other reason.
Stool.
Hmm?
Dry stool, wet stool.
It's dry stool, wet stool. You choose what kind of dog. Anyway, okay. So these four kinds of devotees are there. They're neophyte devotees. There are four kinds of neophyte devotees. They're beginning the process of devotional service. And Prabhupada points out, because they're sukritam, because they're pious, they come. Otherwise, the same kind of person, he's in distress, so he decides, there can't be any God, otherwise why am I suffering? You know, same thing. When he's in distress, the person who's mudha, who's impious, uses it as evidence that there's no God. And the person who's pious says, I better turn to God. The person who's inquisitive, if he's impious, he looks for the answers to everything in the inner workings of the material energy. And if he's pious, he looks toward the source of the material energy.
Saying is, who are pious, they're turning to God, who are impious, not turning, but like the piety or impiety, and how it's manifesting, what qualities, like humility or something, what is like...
It's manifested in their turning to God. They must have done some sukriti, even if they're apparently ruffians or something, but if they turn toward Krishna, they must have performed pious activity. I gave that example the other day, the Kaliya Nag. What pious activities did he do that he came in touch with Krishna? So somehow or other, if one serves Krishna, he must have performed pious activities. That's there. Ho bhata swapacho to guriya yas jiva agre vartate namatuka. If someone's chanting Hare Krishna, he must have done everything. Why? Because he's chanting Hare Krishna. He must have performed all the pious activities. Okay? Tesham, among them, jnani nitya yukta eka bhaktir vishishyate priyo hi jnanino atyartam aham sacha mamam priya. Krishna singles out the jnani and says, among these four, I consider the Gyani to be the best. He's very dear to me because I'm dear to him. The others are looking for something in terms of material relief or material gain, but the Gyani is more or less looking for Krishna. So Krishna singles him out. The person who's in knowledge of the absolute truth, he's the best. Sometimes we see that person comes for relief from material distress, he gets his relief and then he goes. He comes for material economic solution to his material economic problems, solves the problem and he goes. But the person who's a Gyani, he's basically interested in the absolute truth, Krishna. And Krishna singles him out as being the best. Yes?
But your Gyani in the previous loka is also was considered like neophyte, like kind of materialistic devotee, and still he has...
But Krishna says among all of them, I pull out the Gyani as being the Shishyate, special. Huh?
So like, but a Gyani who is engaged in devotional service, means like if he's like... starting, but no.
Nityayukta, always in
fall down and go or something.
Nityayukta, who's always engaged with the absolute truth, ekabhakti. Of course, ekabhakti means devoted to the absolute truth. He may not be exactly in the process of, you know, following the footsteps of the six Goswamis, but basically he's looking for the absolute truth for the sake of the absolute truth. He's not looking for some other reason. Ekabhakti. Okay? Udara sarva evaite gyani tvatmaiva me matam astita sahiyuktatma mami banu tamam gatim. They're all very great souls, udara, broad minded. Gyani too, but the gyani I consider to be just like my own self. Astita sahiyuktatma mam ivanu tamam gatim. He's always engaged in transcendental service, so he's finally reaches the highest goal. Any questions here? Yes.
So because Gyani is like best, like Gyani is best candidates for devotional service.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The person who comes basically because he wants to know the truth.
Well, somewhere else, Prabhupada is telling that, like, well, in impersonalist, for them it's like more difficult, more like,
that's all right. Doesn't mean he has to be an impersonalist, but he's looking for the truth. The other person, he's looking for a solution to his economic problem. He's looking for relief from distress. He wants to satisfy his curiosity. But here the person is, I want the truth.
It's like that Kumaras, they were Brahmavadis, but for what about Mayavadis? So like they're also kind of Gyanis, but like Prabhupada telling for them there is no chance or something like that.
From one point of view, the Mayavadis are also transcendentalists. But because of their misfortune, they rule out the personality of Godhead. And that's their great misfortune. Otherwise, the person who's looking, that will be described in the next verse. Okay. Even you know, the impersonalists, Krishna gives them some, they're looking for the truth. Yes.
Does this Mayavad conception go from birth to birth? Like if the person is a...
We're going to come to that. Meanwhile, I'm going to point out in editing. Yes?
Dhruva Maharaj was not having knowledge, but he performed tapasya, and at the end Vishnu touched his... and he got knowledge. So with the mercy of Lord only we get knowledge, and still in the neophyte state Dhruva Maharaj was considered pure devotee.
No, in the neophyte stage he was considered a mixed devotee. Neophyte means mixed. He was devoted for the sake of getting something. Matlabi. He wasn't a pure devotee, but he became a pure devotee by the grace of Narada Muni. Finally, it doesn't matter how, if you, all's well that ends well, whether you come for this reason, that reason, if you come to Krishna, then finally you get free from all other motives, you become a pure devotee. But the Gyani, more or less, he's free from other motives to begin with. So Krishna singles him out. There's an editorial note here. You'll see on page 347 this very nice verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. Sadavo hridayam mayam sadhunam hridayam tvaham madanyat te najananti naham tebyo managapi. That's a very nice verse. The devotees are always in my heart and I'm in the heart of my devotees. Pure devotees in full knowledge are never out of spiritual touch, and therefore they are very much dear to me. Actually means mad anyate na jana. They don't know anyone but me, so I don't know anyone but them. That's the literal translation. That's not the verse that appeared in the first edition. The one that appeared in the first edition, first of all, it was marked as being 9457. But it wasn't 9457 or 9468. It was Aham Bhakta Paradhino Hyasvatantra. Look up that verse in Bhagavatam. Ivadvija Sadhur Bir Grasta Hridayo Bhaktar Bhaktara Bhakta Janapriya. What's the translation for that verse?
9457.
What?
Krishna says the one who serves his devotees actually serves him.
One who what? Which one?
Devotees.
His past, present, and future are known to me, Lord Shiva, Sanat Kumar, Narada, the most revered Lord Brahma, Kapila, the son of Devahuti, Apantaratma.
Oh, that's 9457. That's really out of the ballpark. Look up Aham Bhakta Paradhino. I don't know where it is, just looking for it. Aham Bhakta Paradhino. Paradhino. Oh, I can find it. Did you find it? No? Aham Bhakta Paradhino. The Supreme Personality of God had said, I am completely under the control of my devotees. Indeed, I am not at all independent. Because my devotees are completely devoid of material desires, I sit only within the cores of their hearts. What to speak of my devotee, even those who are devotees of my devotee, are very dear to me. That's what you were telling me?
Yes.
Yeah. Even the devotee of my devotee is very dear to me. Beautiful verse, but it's not a translation of... it's not what Prabhupada gives here as the translation. And the reason is because it's the wrong verse. The explanation is, let me find the manuscript page. Not there. There. It would be lovely to show you this. Maybe if it's working tomorrow, I'll show you. In the Vedic literature, the Lord says, this is the original manuscript, and then it says, see slip attached in Prabhupada's handwriting. The devotees are always in my heart, and the Lord is always in the heart of the devotees, and so on. See slip attached. And apparently the slip attached became unattached. And so somebody guessed. Although in fact, Prabhupada had written the verse number as 9457. We know it's not 9457. That's about Lord Shiva and some other stuff. So they were pretty lost, and they guessed which verse to put in, and they guessed wrong. When I went to the archives a few years ago, I guessed, and I guessed right, by the way, partly because I had the Acharya's commentaries where the right verse was there. But then later, when I visited the archives, I was very pleased to look in an envelope and find the slip that had been attached. And it says, Sadhavo Hridayam Mayam Sadhunam Hridayam Tvam Madanyat Te Najananti Natham Devyo Managapi. So, you know, what can I tell you? There it is. Next verse is very important. Bahunam janmanam ante, jnanavan mam prapajyate, vasudeva sarvamiti sa mahatma sigurava. So here's this jnani, who's very dear to Krishna, because he's looking for the absolute truth, but he's not on the perfect platform. But bahunam janmanam ante, after many, many births, mam prapajyate, he surrenders to him. The jnanis who are cultivating knowledge, it's not a one-lifetime deal. Lifetime after lifetime after lifetime, they're trying, they're searching, they're looking, they're speculating, they're discriminating between this and that. And after many, many births, finally, either they give up and say, oh, it's too difficult, let me just surrender to Krishna, or they say, ah, I realize what it is. It must be the personality of God. And they surrender to Krishna. Especially if they get the grace of the pure devotee. After many, many births, they surrender to Krishna. Why? Vasudeva Sarvamiti. Krishna is everything. Sa Mahatma, such a Mahatma, Sudhulabha. He's very, very dear. Very, very rare. Any questions? And excuse me, while I'm on it, so the intelligent person, Prabhupada said, he'll read this verse and figure, well, if after many, many births I'm going to surrender to Krishna, I might as well surrender now. Why spend so many births just to reach that conclusion when I can reach the conclusion now? That's intelligent. Yes.
Krishna is telling Vasudevam Sarvamiti. So like otherwise he's always telling mom, like in the Vasudeva, he means himself, like Krishna Vasudeva,
yeah,
or something else.
It's Prabhupada says it's very particular. In Sanskrit grammar, you know, you lengthen the vowel when you want to say son of. So like son of Kunti becomes Kaunteya. Or the son of Pritha becomes Partha. And the son of Vasudev becomes Vasudev. Just like now in our second generation, you know, we have all these kids running around. So, you know, who are you? He says, well, I'm Krishnadas. Or I'm, you know, Govinda. Which Govinda are you? And what's the question? Who are your parents? You know, like Sridhar Maharaj was meeting, our Sridhar Maharaj was meeting with some of the second generation devotees in his room in his sort of last days, and called them all in to meet with them and preach to them. But he was talking to them individually, and so he was he would ask them, oh, whose byproduct are you? Whose byproduct are you? But we ask, you know, who's your father? And in that way, we identify the person. Even in, you hear about Osama bin Laden. What's that bin? Son of. Ibn Saud. Son of Saud. In Hebrew, the same thing, such as Ben Gurion, Prime Minister of Israel. Son of such and such person. So it's in so many cultures, it's just natural to ask, you know, which person, who is he, the son of this one, or is he the son of, you know, which Krishnadas is he? Is he this one son or that one son? So which person is being surrendered to? Vasudeva. The personality of Godhead, who's the son of?
Vasudeva. So my brothers cannot say anything here then?
Pretty hard. Krishna says, mom. If Krishna wanted, he could have fit the meter and said, Brahmaneva Sarvamiti. He doesn't do that.
Plus Vasudeva.
Vasudeva. Mom, Vasudeva.
But Vasudeva, actually, there is like, you know, that for that.
Yeah, let's take Vasudeva to mean pure consciousness. But mom means Krishna.
Like that Sankarsana Pradyumna Vasudeva.
Even then, if they would surrender to Vasudeva, that would be fine. But instead, they identify Vasudeva as being pure consciousness, and then they, you know, space out.
It But if Krishna is referring that all son of Vasudeva, why is not referring some Nanda Nandana or something?
Here it's Vasudeva.
It rhymes better.
What difference it makes? It's still the same.
It's Krishna. You could say Nanda Nandana, Vasudeva Nandana. Anyway, it's Krishna. But here Krishna is speaking. Any question here? You get a free bonus verse for your money on this page. Sahasrashirsha Purusha. These two verses, the Sanskrit does not appear in the original, in the first edition. Moving on. Kamais taistar hritagyana prapadyante nyadevataha tam tam niyamamastaya prakritya niyatasvaya. This verse is very important, particularly for those who are preaching in the context of or preaching to Indian people, who typically think that there's no difference whether you surrender to Krishna or Ganesh or Shiva or Durga or any other Ishta Devata, any other god that you please. But here Krishna says that those who surrender, prapadyante, to Anya Devata, some deity other than me, do so, kamais taistar, because of lusty desires. And Krishna says they're hritagyan, deprived of knowledge. The first edition said, whose knowledge is distorted. It's not distorted, it's gone. Hrita means taken away. Those whose knowledge has been taken away by lust, surrender to some other god, and niyamamastaya, they follow the rules and regulations for that kind of worship, prakritya niyatasvaya, according to their situation in the modes of material nature. There's one person who's become famous as an incarnation of God and who's noted for his great devotion to Durga or Kali. And Prabhupada said, what to speak of being an incarnation of God? According to this verse, he's Hritagyana. He has no intelligence, no knowledge. His knowledge has been taken away. What to speak of being God? He's not even, you know, doesn't even have knowledge. He's Hritagyan.
At the time of death, he said that whoever is Ram and whoever is Krishna, I am that, Rama Krishna.
But Ram and Krishna weren't Hritagyana.
I believe the other day, Prabhu mentioned Swami Chinmaya or something.
Yeah.
I believe he left his body.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
About
2 days ago.
Acha.
I don't know. I haven't been following.
Long time back. Maybe there's some later Chinmayas. The original Chinmayas died long time back. He was 90 years old many years ago.
I don't know. I'm not very up on Mayavadi society. There is, however, another bonus verse on this page, Akama Sarva Kamo Va, second edition only. And I think Ekalishra Krishna, that may also be. Yo yo yam yam tanam bhakta shraddhayarchanam ishati tasya tasya chalam shraddha tam eva vidatamyaha. It's notable here that where does this person get the faith to worship the particular deity? Where does he get the faith to worship a particular deity? Yeah, from Paramatma, from Krishna says, from me. If you want to worship Devi, can she give you the strong faith? No, it has to come from Krishna. You want to worship Lord Shiva, can he give you the strong faith? It actually ultimately has to come from Krishna. And if you want to worship Krishna, can he give you the strong faith? Yes. So it's Krishna who's always in the background, And in the next verse he'll say, Satya Shataya Yuktas Tasya Radhanam Iyate. With the strong faith that he's gotten from me, he worships that particular deity, Labhate Chattata Kaman, and he gets what he wanted. But Mayaiva Vihitan Hitan. Actually, it's coming from me. Actually, it's coming from me. In the background of everything is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So the faith to worship the deity, the benedictions bestowed by the deity, they're coming from Krishna. Krishna's within the heart of the deity. He says, all right, this guy's worshiping you. Give him such and such thing. Give him his allotment. So actually it's Krishna who's in the background. And therefore the intelligent person thinks, let me surrender to Krishna. Bahunam janmanamante kyanaman. If it's Krishna, you know, why go through the middleman? Why not just go to Krishna? If he's the source, why am I worshipping these other people? Clear?
All right.
Yes?
Because they say that they know that Krishna will take everything away.
He'll take it away anyway. That's the next verse. Antavatu palam tesham. Tad bhavati alpamedasam. Less intelligent people, alpamedasa, those who are a little short on brain substance, they get what they wanted, but antavat,
perishable.
It's perishable. It has an end. It has an end. And devan devayajo yanti, the worshippers of the demigods go to the demigods, but madbhakta yanti mamapi. Those who are worshipping me come to me. Later, Krishna will say, Yanti Deva Vrita Devan. Pitrin Yad. Those who worship the Devas go to the Devas. Those who worship the Pitris go to the Pitris. And those who worship me come to me. It's very clear. And so here the same thing is said. Devan Devya Jo Yanti. Madbhakta Yanti Mamapi. It's not that everybody goes, you know, all rivers lead to the same ocean. Whatever path you take, it goes to the same goal. Krishna says no. Any questions here? Very important verses, because people really do get stuck on these, worshipping this, that, and the other deity. Yes.
Krishna in the 6th chapter, he was, when Arjuna was asking what happens with unsuccessful
yoga.
Then he was telling, like, okay, the yogi actually is also seeking the Paramatma and everything, like, he's worshipping Vishnu, but then somehow he's going to some heavenly planets, to the demigods.
That's because he didn't make it. When he finally makes it, after many, many births, he comes to the Lord. But just as a consolation prize, because he got distracted, all right, you can enjoy your distractions for 10,000 years. But then he picks up from where he left off. So, what is that? The end of the 6th chapter, Krishna says. Aneka janma sam siddhas. After so many births, he attains perfection. Yes.
Isn't that in Varnashram, like all the yagyas, Vedic yagyas, so people like they're following the, like, because goal of Varnashram is satisfy Vishnu. Like, people are like, doing their prescribed duties, all the devotees, yagyas, and everything for satisfaction of Vishnu, but still they are material desires. They're also going to. So it's the same situation like with the unsuccessful yogi kind of because they also like they're doing for satisfaction of Krishna and they're going to some devas or planets of devas.
No. If they actually worship Vishnu, they'll go to Vishnu. If they're worshipping other deities, then they'll go to those deities.
Like worshipping that, they are unconsciously worshipping, it's like they don't know even, or they know that God.
Unconsciously, they're chanting Om in their Vedic mantras, but they're worshipping Shiva, they're worshipping this one, they're worshipping that one. Otherwise, those who are exclusively devoted to Vishnu don't go to Vishnu. Is that okay? Is it clear? Okay. How much time do we have? Can we sneak in this last verse? Avyaktam vyaktim apannam amanyante mama buddhayaha param bhavam ajananto mabhuta maheshwaram. The unintelligent men who do not know me perfectly think that I, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, was impersonal before and have now assumed this personality. Due to their small knowledge, they do not know my higher nature, which is imperishable and supreme. Srila Prabhupada really summarizes the Mayavadi philosophy here in his translation of the verse. Avyakta means the unmanifested, and vyakta means manifested. So, apanyam, taking a manifested form from the unmanifested reality, I appear in this material world. Who thinks that? Abuddhayaha, less intelligent persons, less intelligent fools, in other words.
How do they translate it?
Oh, I don't know.
It's too strong.
Yeah, it's too strong. You'd have to look and see what they would do here. It's a problem for them. Avyaktam vyaktim apanyam. From the unmat, this is exactly the manifest, the Mayavadi philosophy. Originally, there's the impersonal Brahman. From that, the saguna Brahman, the personality of Godhead, pops out. But he's originally nirguna, having no qualities, no form, blah, 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 blah. The less intelligent persons.
This means that Mayavad is eternal. Because this means that
Mayavad is eternal. Mayavad is eternal.
Because Lord Krishna spoke this knowledge.
This tendency, impersonal tendency, is going back a long time. The Kumaras were impersonalists.
But they were not Mayavadis.
Brahmavadis, Mayavadis, they had an impersonal conception of the Absolute Truth. How do you want to look at it?
Okay, impersonal is very old.
Mayavadis, Brahmavadis, they had an impersonal, people make a big deal out of the distinction between the two, Prabhupada never made a big deal of it. They're thinking that the Absolute Truth, that the impersonal thing is the ultimate. And param bhavam ajananto, they don't know my higher nature, mamavyayam anuttamam, which is imperishable and supreme. And Prabhupada points out that to really understand this, one has to get the at least little mercy from the Lord, the devotee of the Lord. Any questions about this verse? Yeah, this one you get two or three. You get two bonus verses. Tvam Shila Rupa Charitai and Atapi Te Deva, both lost in the original edition. All right, shall we stop here? So the temple program's going on. We'll find out what it is when we get there. You're looking surprised because you didn't know what we're doing. We're not having a second period today. I'm letting you all be liberated souls so that we can worship liberated souls through the Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur. The Pushpanjali will be there, RT will be there. I hear there's some play or something going on. Maybe already started. So, okay, head out there. I'll meet you there. Oh. useless. By tomorrow, you're sure to do the art. It will work. No doubt about it. It will work tomorrow. Pray to Krishna and talk to your tech guy. A little tired this morning. Schedule was not quite as per schedule. Now, what are we doing?
Are we going to have lunch yet? I want.